Hey guys, how you doing? This is Ryan Light with BeatAnxiety.me, where we will be going over the trials and tribulations of anxiety and how we heal the underlying causes. Hi, welcome to the BeatAnxiety.me. This is Ryan Light, and this is episode 19. And in this episode, we're going to be going over depression and what I believe the true roots of depression are, and then how do we go about healing those roots. So in the last couple of years that I've been really working with people, and not only working with people, but also focusing on my own struggle with anxiety and depression, as if you followed me on my, or listened to my prior podcast, you'll know that I struggled with, or still kind of not so much depression, but more anxiety nowadays. But I struggled with depression and anxiety for about 30 years now. So if you follow me at all, you know that I talk a lot about how I dealt with this unhealthy for 20 years and then healthy for 10 years. And what I've discovered in this process, specifically around depression, is, you know, I've seen two forms of depression. And let's just take 10 people as an example. Typically out of those 10 people you have, now granted, I want to clarify or specify that this may not be true in your world, or this may not be true in general. This is just what I found dealing with my experiences and who I work with. So let's just take 10 people. Like I said, out of those 10 people, what I found was 10% of those people are clinically depressed. What's clinically depressed mean? Clinically depressed means that you have suicide ideations. You've tried suicide. You contemplate suicide. You're such in a dark place in life that you need treatment. You need medication. You need psychiatry. You need to seek a psychologist. You need in treatment therapy. I found that 10% of the people that I come in contact with that struggle or suffer from depression is that 10%. Obviously, I don't work with those people. I don't have the qualifications for that. I don't have the insights on how to do that, because there's medical things going on. There's things going on that is just out of my realm. But the 90% of people that I found that come to me for depression really classify, or really have these deeper seated issues that they struggle with. And what happens is the manifestations of these struggles come out in depression. So some people tend to feel numb when they're depressed. Either you feel nothing or you feel everything. Some people tend to isolate. Some people tend to do unhealthy coping mechanisms with alcohol and drugs and sex and relationships. And so we have behaviors that we do to cope with the depression, but at the root of the depression are these factors. And I think that when you start to understand these deep-seated issues, then you can understand how to heal from these issues, right? And what I found for my own self is when I started really getting real with the underlying causes that was causing my depression, and started healing those things, my depression started to lift, right? I started to get into a better mind space, a better head space. I started to branch out more. I quit isolating. I quit doing unhealthy coping mechanisms. I quit acting or having behaviors in such a way that was trying to cover up these deeper-seated issues. So let's jump right into the issue. So I believe at the root of depression is anger. What I found with working with people is they have the anger is at the roots of their depression. Now, there's two forms of anger. There is rage. So you see people have rage that they live out in life. So they're always mad. They're always irritated. They're always agitated. They're always just rageful, right? They're constantly arguing, constantly fighting, constantly bickering, constantly in that headspace, and that's rage. When I'm in the U.S., I'm in Atlanta, and what we see going on in the streets of the U.S. with the politics that's going on and those types of things is a bunch of rioting. And I believe at the root of a lot of those people, obviously rioting comes from a place of anger, and anger is the root of depression. So, and one of those things with anger is rage. And so you can see that within the rioting that we have, right? You can see if you have rage that keeps on coming out, you're really depressed is what the problem is. And so what we need to do is we need to, you know, obviously deal with the rage, but that's just, it's processing your anger in an unhealthy way. The other flip side of that, what I saw with depressed people is they have a rage that is focused within, right? So their rage is focused within. They don't know how to process that anger correctly. So they walk around with anger that's inside of them, but the rage is inside of them, right? They inward focus it rather than rage that is outward focused. So I believe that depression is the manifestation of the root of anger. Now, anger has some cousins, right? So we'll get into the cousins here in a second. But I believe that if we do have anger issues, how do you heal? How do you lift up that depression or get out of that depression is you start working on healing that anger, right? You start processing that anger correctly and working through that anger. Some of this is learning healthy confrontations. Some of this is learning how to communicate your feelings better. It's those types of things, right? It's forgiveness. It's grace. It's all these different things that we need to go through to lift that anger. When we process that anger. As we process the anger, the depression starts to lift. One of the cousins of anger I found is grief. So grief is one of those emotions in which a lot of people think it's defined with someone passing away, and that definitely is grief. But grief could be going through a divorce. Grief can be your kids leaving the house. Grief can be loss of a job. Grief can be a loss of a relationship. Grief can be a number of different things. And so, especially if those things come at us in a shock capacity, a lot of the things that from a grief perspective is those things in which we weren't ready for. So if we get fired, if we lose someone, if a relationship is starting to dissolve and it's over, kids are leaving the house. Obviously that's not, you know, that's to be expected, but still just the emotion in which you weren't ready for that emotion. And what grief kind of, the grief cycle is shock. It's shock, denial, anger, acceptance, and then moving on a lot. There's other things in that process, but that's kind of a quick synopsis. So it's shock, denial, anger, acceptance, and moving on. And what I found a lot of people do is they stay stuck in that anger. And then that anger with the grief cycle, it bleeds into the root of depression, which is anger, right? So then that again is why we have the depression. So another cousin of anger is loneliness. I mean, I just added this really over the last 6 months, 8 months. I really found that a lot of people that struggle with depression at the root they have a sense of loneliness about them. And I always like to explain what's the difference between being alone and being alone and being lonely. See, being alone is a state of mind. Right, that is something in which you're an introvert. You're a melancholy. You get energized when you're alone. You know you can. That's where you shine. Excuse me. That's where you shine. You shine when you're alone. And so that's being alone. And loneliness is when you feel alone when you're a sea of people, right? As a matter of fact, the more people you have around you, the more alone you feel. That is loneliness. And what that does is, especially when you have people around you and you still have that feeling of being alone, what that does is that can cause anger because you have people around you that care about you, support you, you know, those types of things, but you still feel alone. And so that feeds in that anger because you don't want to feel lonely, right? But you feel alone. So that's what feeds that anger. And there's a processes and there's things that we can do to help us lift that loneliness or get through that loneliness through some feeling work and those types of things. But at the heart of it is loneliness. The other cousin of anger is shame. Now, shame has a cousin, right? Actually, has a couple of cousins. So one of the cousins of shame is guilt, and the other cousin of shame is toxic shame. So let me explain those three. I believe that guilt is kind of the root of shame, right? So guilt is, let me explain this. So guilt is, I'm sorry for what I did. Shame is, I'm sorry for who I am. So when you do things or have behaviors over time that you feel guilty for, that will then thereby produce shame, right? So you can see this with people that, you know, that know what they're doing is wrong. So they feel guilty about it, but they continue to do it, justifying why they do it or whatever situation might be. But that over time bleeds into or is the root of shame. Shame has some other things that people can shame you, parents shame you, friends shame you, peers shame you, teachers shame you, whatever it might be. And shame is, I'm guilty for who I am, or I feel bad for who I am, right? So guilt is, I feel bad for what I did. Shame is, I feel bad for who I am. When you allow shame to build itself and become foundational and kind of run your life, it becomes toxic shame. Toxic shame is, guilt is, I feel guilty for, I'm guilty. I feel bad for what I did. Shame is, I feel bad for who I am. Toxic shame is, I now hate myself for who I am. And you can see the toxic shame folks are those people that let themselves go. They've turned to alcohol, they turned to drugs, they turned to sex, they turned to trying to fill that void or get rid of that feeling of toxic shame, not knowing or understanding that the very thing that they're doing is causing more shame. So how do you overcome shame, or how do you overcome that feeling? And toxic shame, guys, is a really dangerous place to be because that's the place where you let stuff go. Those, I believe, really at the heart of it is the clinically depressed, right? Now, obviously, they have medical issues as well, but the clinically depressed, really, they struggle with toxic shame because a lot of them have allowed themselves to get themselves into situations, alcoholism, drug abuse, being promiscuous, those types of things that have caused them to be more shameful, and that it just builds upon itself. So there's things that we can do from a shameful perspective. There's some modalities that I use to work through all of these different elements of depression. Again, what are the deeper elements of depression, or what's at the root of depression is anger. Anger has some cousins, which is grief, loneliness, and shame. Shame has some cousins, which is guilt and toxic shame. And so when we go to when we go to get help and we talk about depression, we typically talk about the behaviors of depression. This is where I really struggle with some therapies and those types of things, because when I went to go to see a depression therapist, they talked about my behavior, right? They talked about me isolating myself and what I did for my depression to cope with it, but they never really got down to the nitty-gritty on why I was feeling the way I felt. And what I found with a lot of this stuff is there's even deeper levels. So these are the root causes, but then there's deeper levels on what's driving those feelings. There is trauma associated with that. There is feelings of abandonment that's associated with that. Feelings of neglect that's associated with that. So there's different reasons why we are have those deep those roots, but the manifestations of these roots is depression. So what we need to do is we need to now work on those roots. And as we work on those roots and process those things properly, go through them, work through them, those types of things, the depression starts to lift. So hopefully you found this helpful. Hopefully it makes sense. If you have any questions around depression and what I might, what you know, my theory on this and what those modalities I do use to help us overcome and lift up that depression, please reach out to me. Obviously, you can follow me on all my social channels, beatanxiety.me, and follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and all those channels. So I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts on this particular episode. Let me know what you think about depression. Is what I'm saying, does it relate? Does it resonate? And what are your thoughts? So love to hear from you. Once again, thanks a lot for joining me, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. Make sure to follow me on all the social media channels like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at beatanxiety.me. And then also make sure to check out my website, beatanxiety.me, for some great content on how we can overcome and heal anxiety in our life. Thanks so much. Take care now. Till next time. Bye.